Yes, listen, that they haven't been any different from what they've been the last number of weeks. The boys have been working really, really hard. We made it very clear at the beginning of the week, this is a really tough game, and we haven't done anything. We've been very fortunate to come off the back of three wins, three difficult wins, and we've been excellent, and there'll be no denying that or trying to get away from that. But ultimately, it's now about what's in front of us. And we've watched Waterford a lot this week in the different games that they've played, and they're a dangerous team. And we took a little bit of a pasting from Waterford down there the last time. So it's important that we keep our feet firmly on the ground here. We continue to work hard, and we go into Friday night's game full of confidence, absolutely, but also with huge respect with what's in front of us. As I say, they're a team, obviously, I think they've had three managers in a season, and they've all came with something very different. They're a very honest team, they're a very hard-working team, and they've talent up front. So, as I said, we're under no illusions. There'll be no expectancy here where you turn up and you expect to win. This is one that you're going to have to roll your sleeves up. The big thing that we're asking now of the players is we now need to find a little bit of consistency. We now need to go on a run of games. And as far as the weeks went and the work that they're putting in, I've been delighted with them. Again, as I say, I watched the Rovers game back, and they were brave enough. They didn't just get into a low block and look to be broken down. There was obviously times during the game that was the case. But I think from our end, which is what we have to concentrate on, I thought Friday night was excellent. We moved the ball really well. We showed good patience. As we talked about afterwards and talked about this week, I felt there was probably opportunities where we could have and should have affected their last line a little bit more. But that's something that we'll continue to work on. And I think the players have to take great credit from the minute we've come in the door, trying to get a whole new game model, understand the whole new game model. We knew it was going to take time, and it's still nowhere near where we want it to be. But hopefully you can now start to see signs that the boys are starting to try and pick up on the things that we're asking of them. The one thing that you can't coach is hard work and heart, and I think that's been there, and we've showed that in abundance. Great credit to them, because they're full backs by trade, or centre backs, and I think Sam plays about eight different positions, but defensively minded by trade. And the big thing from the way we want to play, it's important that we get our wing backs high and we close the net, as we call it, and get into the box, and there's been a lot of persistence going on with that, and a lot of sitting them down and talking to them and showing them. And I was delighted for them on Friday night, because that hard work that they've showed and that persistence that they've showed paid off. No, I think both players that we've brought in up to now will probably take a little bit of time, just where they are and their season compared to where we are in our season. And that's okay. We know that. It's important that we build them up before we break them down. And they, a bit like the rest of the squad, you can't fault their work ethic. They're getting put through their paces every day. And two boys that seem to have a really good work ethic, and they know what coming to Derry meant, and they knew what they were coming into. And the last number of days, they've definitely embraced that. He's here on a loan, obviously, for a year. He's very young, and 21 years of age, but he has a lot of senior games under his belt, which was hugely important for us. He's a lad that's very comfortable in possession and brave, wants to get on the ball, wants to play. And he can play, as you said, in a number of different positions. He can play centre back, he can play right back, and he can even play centre midfield. So I think he'll be a great addition to the squad. And the big thing that we're trying to create now is healthy competition, and real healthy competition, where no one's safe. And Monday morning, everybody has to be in bang on it if they want to be involved in Friday night.